The Lady Cats basketball team lost their first game in an Edgewood tournament Thursday, 58-51 to Quinlan Ford. The Lady Cats were playing without leading scorer Desi DeBase, who has not yet been cleared to play by a doctor after tweaking a knee. I talked with Lady Cats basketball coach Jeff Chapman Friday about the Quinlan Ford loss and more.
The bright spot was we were down 1 point with about 2 minutes to go, a little less than that.
Wow.
We made a costly turnover, and we made turnovers, but we made a turnover throwing it inbounds and gave them the ball back, and we either gave them a shot, a score, or we fouled. Yeah. But, you know, it was like free throws and turnovers at the end. So the kids fought back. We got down 10 or 12, and they came back. So, that was a good sign. And it's a sign of, it's hard to play without her. You know, the kids are so used to her. And for, you know, for this her third year, for 3 years, she's been the focal point of, you know, getting the ball to everybody in scoring positions. And, she just, kind of distributes the ball where it should be. And she gets hers, too. Defensively, the same way. But it was a really good game. The girls are out here trying to accomplish what I asked them to do, and we're making adjustments, and that's key. You know, it's a long season. I pray that Desi does return, but if the Lord's will is that she doesn't, if it's the Lord's will that she doesn't return, we still got to go play, and the girls got to figure out what they bring and what they contribute to what we're trying to do.
I kind of couched the story the other day that all along you've been trying to get more out of everybody around Desi.
Yes.
And now, it may be a necessity, you just don't know. But, boy, Kaylee Jefferson, the young freshman, had 16 big points for you yesterday.
That 14 boards.
That's huge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That was huge. That kept us in the game. But the key besides her, though, and I want to give her props, she did. She stepped up. The other girls are stepping up in other ways. We had Tori Moore having to play a three again, and she was a two, and three. She's playing double role. Daisha Pruitt is having to play one, and she was a three. So when things like that happen, you make adjustments, and you have to, move on. I just pray for their sake that it comes for a victory, because we all judge ourselves on wins and losses, and the kids sometimes don't think they're successful if they don't win. And I want to win as much as they do. But the key component, are we getting better? Mm-hmm. And if we get better, then we will win some games.
Chrislyn Person, I think, had 11 for you.
Yeah, that's another good one. Yeah. Chrislyn played really good on defense. She was scrapping. She was doing things that she started in the tournament, dribbling the ball and driving to the basket some. Plus, she's got a great three-point shot. And she's trying to get some fast break buckets, kind of similar to what, Desi does. So, all in all, though, for the most part, Casey played a great defensive game, scored a couple key baskets when we needed, like two outside, like short corner or elbow shots. Mm-hmm. So it was a collective battle, and that's what I asked them to do. And as long as they're trying to do that as a coach, there's not much more you could ask.
KSST Sports.